In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. The Bible teaches that man was created in the image and likeness of God, and that God breathed into man the breath of life. Because God is so infused into our creation, we have in us the raw materials to become saints. Our path to sainthood, our path to walking in that image and likeness of God, our path requires us to work, to prepare from within ourselves this temple of the Holy Spirit, pure and presentable to God. Of course, on this path, we have choice. We can choose a path toward life and growth in union with God by the Holy Spirit, or a path of decomposition and death, returning to the dust and nothingness from which we were formed. It's that simple. Look back at what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 30. He said, "I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants may live." And even St. Paul teaches something very similar in Romans chapter 8. "For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit." Christian spiritual life depends on us consciously choosing the way of life. To choose life and to walk in the way of life is the way that man shows himself to be in the image and likeness of God. From St. Irenaeus, "If in a man the spirit is not united to the soul, this man is imperfect." So a saint is someone who has chosen to walk in the way of life. In the Western Church, they do also commemorate all saints, but they commemorate it on November 1st. But really, in the West, the day that is much more remembered is the Eve of All Saints, which happens on October 31st. So in the Orthodox Church, really, yesterday was our Halloween. A saint is someone who reflects the image and likeness of God through the Holy Spirit. So this is why it is fitting to commemorate saints at this time, at the Sunday after the receipt of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was sent by the Father through the Son to the apostles. But what are the characteristics of saints? If you're going to try to be one, it's good to know what one looks like, right? Primarily, a saint is a friend of God. A saint, through obedience and piety, is well pleasing to God and receives sanctification both in body and in spirit and soul. The saints that are known to us are visible icons of Christ in this world and have been accepted in God's bosom after their passing from this world into eternal life. So when we see all these saints around here, what we really see is Christ. We see Christ in the way that this person lived like Christ, right? Sometimes saints are given the grace of miracles, which can even manifest before they fall asleep in the Lord. Saints are granted the gift to pray and intercede to Christ for those still living, as they are part of the communion of the saints. For there is an ongoing unity between the saints in heaven and the Christians still alive in this world. Asking the saints to intercede for us is prefigured in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the Thessalonians, the Colossians, and the Romans, when he asks them to pray for him. In every liturgy, we ask God to accept on our behalf the prayers and intercessions of all the saints who have gone before us to their rest. The fathers of the church, including St. Basil the Great, St. Gregory of Nyssa, St. John Chrysostom, and St. Gregory the Theologian, all accept as a matter of course the prayers and intercessions of the saints. Saints come in all shapes and sizes. The church has created multiple categories of saints. Prophets like Elijah or John the Baptist or the righteous Anna. Apostles, the disciples of Christ accompanying in his public service and later spreading the faith through the world. There are hierarchical saints, which include patriarchs, metropolitans, archbishops, and bishops. There are venerable saints, attaining to glory through monastic toil, like St. Seraphim of Sarov and St. Mary of Egypt. There are martyrs, who are among the saints in the greatest majority, by the way, who went through suffering and death in Christ's name. There are confessors, unmercenaries, fools for Christ. It goes on. And finally, the saints that don't fit into any of these categories we simply call righteous, like Joachim and Anna, like Zacharias and Elizabeth. Every day of the year, there are multiple saints commemorated that are remembered through the history of the church. If you have an Orthodox calendar, you probably have every little box has a bunch of names in it that are commemorated that day. It is important to remember that these saints are not simply historical figures that lived well before we could even imagine in a galaxy far, far away. We have saints here in this country, some of them in this century. They're continually appearing. They'll give you some examples of some saints from America. St. Alexis of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, evangelized the Catholic immigrants in Pennsylvania, bringing 20,000 souls back to Orthodoxy. St. Herman, who was an Aleut living in Alaska and had come through to California as well, he was a Russian Orthodox monk, St. Herman of Alaska, St. Herman of Alaska was a Russian Orthodox monk from the Vla Monastery in Russia who brought the gospel to the native peoples of the Aleutian Islands. He wasn't an Aleutian. He wasn't from there. He came there. Sorry. Fathers among the saints, Innocent of Alaska, equal to the apostles, he's called. Enlightener of North America is another title he has, who was a priest, bishop, archbishop, and metropolitan of Moscow at the end of his life. And he is known for his missionary work, his scholarship, and his leadership. We have St. Nikolai, who worked in America as well as a bishop, and spent his later days at St. Tikhon Monastery in Pennsylvania and performed many miraculous healings. St. John Maximovich, the wonder worker who is interred in San Francisco. His work continues even now after his death in countless his appearances and healings. And the one I was thinking of before, the holy martyr Peter, the Aleut, who was captured by Spanish sailors in California and tortured to death for not renouncing his Orthodox faith. And then, of course, our father among the saints, Raphael, the Bishop of Brooklyn in New York, who is the first Orthodox Christian bishop consecrated in the American soil, traveling throughout the continent in the first years of the 20th century. He founded 30 parishes in North America, and the block around the cathedral in Brooklyn is now named the St. Raphael of Brooklyn Place. These modern-day saints are wonderful examples to us that sainthood is not reserved for ancient times. We are all, after all, not much different than these people in our potential for sainthood. It's also important to note that saints did not all start out saintly. Many of the saints we commemorate in the Orthodox Church started off as notorious sinners. They thieves, murderers, gamblers, the list goes on. But it's not important where they started. What's important is what choices they made and where they ended up. What a comfort it is that we work as we work on our path towards saintliness, to know that we are in the company of those that perhaps started far worse off than we were when we began our journey. Each and every one of us is called to be a saint. Sainthood is not just for clergy, for monastics, for those who are more pious. Everyone who has been baptized into Christ is called to sainthood. Those who choose to be the temple of God's Spirit are on the path to sainthood. On our journey, let the saints themselves be an aid, especially our own patron saints. When we are received into the church, we are received with the name of a saint. It could be our given name or one that we select for whom we have some certain affinity. We should all learn the story of the life of the saint we took on in our baptism and chrismation. We can learn how to walk a saintly life by knowing their example. We should also include our patron saint in our daily prayers, asking their intercession with the Lord. This is a wonderful way to grow in our own faith and further our path to sainthood. Fulfilling this calling to be a saint is not easy. It is a lifetime of choosing Christ, even when it's easier to choose otherwise, and perhaps especially when it's easier to choose otherwise. Today in the bulletin, I include a very famous modern spiritual tool from Father Thomas Hopko of blessed memory. Each of us should look at these 55 maxims. They're in the bulletin. Take them home with you. Try to implement them in your lives. They are great tools to help us focus on what is needful. We can put them on the fridge. Look at them every day. We can circle the ones that give us a particular challenge to work harder on those. I'm sure if I put it on my fridge that my wife and son will circle the ones that I need to work on. This is okay, because sometimes you need perspective, right? Today we are presented with the Great Communion of Saints. Today we are reminded that saints are nothing more than someone who has chosen to take God's Spirit into their person and to fulfill their natural purpose, being created in His image and likeness. Today we are reminded that Christ ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father. We too are presented to God when this happens with Him, that God knows us. Today we are reminded that we are all washed with the cleansing water of baptism and anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, just as the apostles were at Pentecost. We have all the tools we need to be saintly. So let us all strive for sainthood, and in doing so, remember the words of Saint Porphyrios, who reposed in 1991 and was canonized in 2013. He said this: a person can become a saint anywhere, at your work, wherever it may be. You can become a saint through meekness, patience, and love. Make a new start every day, with a new resolution, with enthusiasm and love, prayer and silence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.